Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're cracking open a topic that's becoming absolutely essential if you work with AI.
Definitely.
How to get the absolute best results out of large language models. You know, taking those standard AI answers and making them genuinely high quality, consistent.
And to help us figure that out, we're diving into this really interesting resource. It's titled Master LLM Prompt Engineering, 5 Expert Techniques, just published June 16th, 2025.
Right. And this comes from an AI engineering expert, someone who's like actually in the trenches with production AI systems.
Yeah, dealing with tons of interactions daily.
Exactly. And their whole point, which feels simple, but really powerful, is that getting those top results isn't just what you ask. It's fundamentally about how you ask.
That's it. That's prompt engineering in a nutshell.
And they're not just talking theory, are they?
No, not at all. They share 5 specific battle-tested strategies, things they've actually seen make a real difference in, you know, live AI setups.
Okay, so that's our mission for this deep dive. We're going to unpack these techniques. We want to get why they work and show you how they can lift your AI game from, well, basic questions to getting genuinely superior performance.
Makes sense.
So let's unpack this. Why is prompt engineering, this focus on the how, why is it such a critical skill right now? What's the actual impact?
Well, the expert lays out some pretty compelling real-world benefits. We're talking measurable stuff like increased productivity. They mentioned examples, seeing task completion speed jump by as much as 40%.
40%? Wow, that's not just a little tweak.
No, it's a huge efficiency boost.
Man.
And it's not just speed. There's enhanced accuracy.
Ah, fewer of those weird AI mistakes.
Exactly. Fewer hallucinations, less incorrect information. You know, you get more reliable outputs, less bizarre stuff.
Okay, so dependability goes up.
Precisely. Plus, it helps with cost optimization.
How so?
Well, often you need fewer attempts, fewer API calls to get the quality answer you need, which saves money.
Right, fewer retries.
And ultimately, it allows for more scalable workflows. Because you get consistent, predictable results across different tasks. It's really about maximizing the value and reliability of your AI tools.
Okay, clearly worth digging into them. But before we hit the techniques themselves, let's just level set. How does this expert actually define prompt engineering? What are we really talking about here?
They frame it as both an art and a science. It's about crafting instructions, yes, but instructions designed specifically to guide the AI towards the output you want.
So it's more than just asking a question.
Oh, yeah. It blends technical understanding, knowing how these models tick, with like creative communication to really unlock what they can do. The analogy they use is kind of like being a director for a brilliant but maybe slightly unpredictable actor.
I like that. Directing the AI's performance. Okay. Makes sense. Ready to get into these 5 core techniques they highlight?
Let's do it.
The first one sounds, well, almost backward, but they call it revolutionary. Co-create prompts with your AI model.
Yeah, this one's fascinating. The idea is, instead of you sweating over crafting the perfect prompt alone,
right,
you actually get the AI to help write its own instructions.
Yeah.
It's a collaborative approach. They argue leads to much stronger prompts.
Wait, hang on. The AI helps write the prompt for itself. How does that even work? Walk me through that.
Okay, so they lay out a 3-step process. First, you start with an initial structure. Just a basic outline, you know, the task, the main rules you have in mind, nothing too fancy.
Okay, a starting point.
Then comes iterative refinement. This is where you give that basic structure to the AI and ask it to make it better.
You literally ask the AI, how can you improve this prompt?
Pretty much. Or you might give it feedback, show it examples of prompts that didn't quite work. You go back and forth.
Okay. And the last step?
That's edge case integration. You take the prompt you've built together and test it with tricky real-world data. Those unusual scenarios.
Stuff likely to trip it up.
Exactly. And you refine the prompt again based on how the AI handles those tough cases.
That's really interesting. But why would the AI be any good at helping write its own instructions? What's the thinking there?
The expert gives a few solid reasons. They find AI is actually quite good at suggesting better ways to structure complex instructions.
Okay.
It can also help spot contradictions or ambiguities in your rules that you might miss yourself.
Ah, like a second pair of eyes, but an AI pair of eyes.
Sort of. And it helps make the prompts more generalizable, meaning they work better across a wider range of inputs, more robust.
So it helps clean up the logic and make the instructions clearer, maybe even from the AI's own perspective.
That seems to be the idea. And a key pro tip they mention.
Hmm.
Always ask the LLM to clarify why it's suggesting a change before you just accept it. Make sure you understand its reasoning.
Good point. Prevents just blindly patching things. Okay, technique 2. This tackles quality control. And it's another clever one. Implement AI self-evaluation for quality assurance. Sounds like making the AI grade its own homework.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
It's a really powerful way to push the AI to check the quality of its own response before it even shows it to you.
How do you do that?
The strategy is pretty direct. You tell the AI, after it generates a response, to rate that response, say on a scale of 1 to 10.
Give itself a score, literally.
Yeah. Then you set a quality bar. You might say, only give me the response if you rate it a 9 or 10.
And if it scores itself lower.
You explicitly tell it to improve the response. Try again. The expert even suggests adding a little phrase like, if you can do better. It nudges improvement without forcing it into a potential loop if it genuinely can't do better.
Okay, why does that internal check work so well? What's the mechanism?
So the key insight here, according to the expert, is that LLMs often default to the easiest answer, not necessarily the best one. Kind of like humans sometimes, right?
Guilty as charged.
Huh. Yeah. So by setting these explicit quality standards and making the AI critique itself, you force it to aim higher, push towards excellence. They suggest it might be because LLMs learn from human data, and humans often settle for good enough unless pushed.
That's fascinating. It's like building in a higher standard. Is there another way to do this kind of check?
Yeah, an alternative is asking the AI to verify. It followed all the specific rules you set out before it gives you the answer.
Mm-hmm.
The expert notes this might be slightly less effective for overall quality compared to scoring, but it's still really useful for making sure specific constraints are met, especially in complex steps.
Got it. Okay, technique 3, master response structure with strategic examples. This feels a bit more familiar using examples, but the strategic part sounds important.
Absolutely. It's not just about randomly throwing examples in. It's about combining a clear structure template for the output with very carefully chosen examples. They call it the format plus content formula.
So you tell it exactly how you want the output formatted, maybe JSON specific headings, whatever.
All right. You give it that template, and then you provide examples that perfectly follow that template and demonstrate the kind of content you want.
What makes an example strategic here? What are the best practices?
Quality over quantity is huge. The article stresses that one or two really good examples beat a dozen mediocre ones.
Kay.
You should really focus your examples on edge cases, those tricky situations that are most likely to confuse the AI. Show it how to handle the hard stuff correctly.
Makes sense. Tackle the problem areas head on.
And this is crucial. Include explanations with the examples. Tell the AI why this example's good, why it meets the requirements.
So you're not just showing, you're explaining the logic behind the good example.
Exactly. It helps the AI understand the underlying principles.
Yeah.
And for clarity, especially if you're integrating the output into other systems, they strongly recommend using structured formats like XML tags for both the template and the examples. It makes nested structures really clear and cuts down on formatting errors.
Okay, clear structure, good examples with explanations. Got it. Technique 4 tackles complexity. Break complex tasks into sequential steps. This sounds like common sense. Almost don't ask for too much at once.
Precisely. But it applies just as much to AI as it does to humans. The expert uses a great analogy. Asking a person to juggle too many things simultaneously hurts quality, right?
Sure.
Well, same for an LLM. Giving it one giant prompt with multiple distinct goals like proofread, translate, and format this often leads to, well, messy or lower quality results.
So instead of that monster prompt,
you break it down. Step 1, feed the article, ask only for proofreading, get the output. Step 2, feed the proofread text, ask only for translation, get that output. Step 3, feed the translated text, ask only for HTML formatting.
One clear focus per interaction, it feels cleaner.
It is. They use a mass comparison. Calculating three separate sums one after another is easy. Asking for all three answers at a glance is much harder and more error-prone.
That makes total sense. How do you manage that flow, especially programmatically?
Yeah, the expert mentions that tools and frameworks like LangChain are actually designed specifically to help manage these kinds of multi-step sequences, handling the information flow and even potential errors between the steps.
Okay, that's helpful. Right, final core technique, number 5. Leverage AI reasoning explanations for optimization. This is about asking why, isn't it, when things go wrong?
That's exactly it. When the AI gives you an answer that's unexpected or wrong or just not quite right, the advice is simple.
Yeah.
Don't just guess what happened. Ask the model to explain its reasoning. Ask for its logical pathway to that output.
How does that look in practice? What do you actually ask?
You'd add a step. Maybe when you detect a problem where you prompt the AI, like explain step by step how you arrived at the previous answer, or describe the reasoning process you used to generate that output.
And then what? You get this explanation.
You analyze it. The explanation gives you clues about how it interpreted your original prompt, where it might have gone off track. Based on those clues, you modify your initial prompt to be clearer or to correct the misunderstanding. Then you test again, iterate.
So the AI's own explanation becomes your diagnostic tool for fixing the prompt.
Precisely. They highlight how useful this is during development, obviously, but also in pre-production testing, it helps uncover edge cases, and even for fine-tuning after deployment if you see issues cropping up with real users.
Interesting. The expert does mention that whole debate about whether LLMs really reason like humans.
Yes, they acknowledge that's a big philosophical discussion. But crucially, they emphasize that from a practical standpoint, it doesn't really matter. The explanations these models provide are structured and logical enough to give you actionable insights. Asking why works for optimizing prompts, regardless of the deeper cognitive questions.
Okay, practical value is key. So those are the five core techniques. Did the article touch on anything else beyond these five?
It did. It briefly mentioned some more advanced strategies, things like context window optimization, basically being smart about what info you feed the AI when there's a lot of it.
Right, prioritizing.
Also, role-based prompting, giving the AI a persona, like you are a helpful customer service agent. Chain of thought prompting is another, explicitly asking the AI to think step by step before giving the final answer. And parameter tuning, which is tweaking model settings like temperature for creativity versus consistency.
And what about common pitfalls? Any mistakes to avoid?
Definitely. They warned against overcomplexity, just stuffing too much into one prompt, under specification being too vague. Example, overload, paradoxically, too many examples can sometimes confuse the AI if they aren't perfectly aligned. And a big one. Neglecting edge cases, not testing with those tricky inputs.
Makes sense. How do you actually know if you're doing a good job with this? How do you measure success?
The expert suggests tracking specific KPIs. Things like response accuracy, does it meet the requirements? Consistency, do you get similar quality repeatedly? Token efficiency, how many compute resources basically does it take? Which impacts cost. And of course, user satisfaction.
And how do you track those?
Using standard testing methods. A/B testing different prompts, batch processing prompts over large data sets to check consistency, and specific edge case analysis to see how prompts handle difficult scenarios.
Where is this stuff making the biggest difference right now? Any specific industry applications?
Oh, it's super broad. Big impacts in content creation, blogs, social media, marketing copy, customer service is huge, better chatbots, smarter ticket routing, data analysis generating reports, finding insights. Software development, code review, documentation help.
Any particular industries called out?
Yeah, they specifically mentioned technology, obviously, but also marketing, finance, healthcare, and education as sectors reaping major benefits.
Okay. Looking forward, what did the article say about the future of prompt engineering? Where is this heading?
Some really cool trends mentioned. Multimodal prompting, using images, audio, along with text in your prompts.
Interesting.
Adaptive prompting, the idea that the AI might start self-optimizing its own prompts based on feedback. Collaborative AI workflows, where maybe multiple different AI models work together on a task guided by sophisticated prompts. And continued domain-specific optimization, getting even better at prompts for very niche fields.
So the skills needed are evolving too then?
For sure. Understanding the nuances of new models, handling prompts across different platforms, integrating with new tools, and importantly, ethical considerations in how we design these AI interactions.
The article wrapped up with an FAQ section.
Right.
To clear up some common questions.
Yeah.
The basic one. What's the real difference between this prompt engineering stuff and just, you know, typing a question into an AI chat?
Key difference. Prompt engineering, as they define it, is systematic design. It's deliberate, iterative, aimed at getting consistent, high-quality, specific results. It involves strategy. Regular prompting is more casual, just asking basic questions without that structured approach.
And the potential improvement. How much better can results get?
The numbers cited are pretty impressive improvements, anywhere from 30% up to 70% in quality, relevance, consistency. That's substantial.
Wow. Do these techniques work on any LLM?
They're generally most effective with the more powerful, capable models, your GPT-4s, Claudes, Geminis, things like that. Models that are better at following complex instructions. The principles apply broadly, but the impact varies with the model's sophistication.
How long do it take to get decent at this? Is it a steep learning curve?
They estimated basic proficiency with these techniques takes maybe 2 to 4 weeks of focused practice. Getting to an advanced level, applying it across complex situations, more like 3 to 6 months. And it's continuous learning. The field moves fast. And a really important point from the FAQ, does this replace human experts?
Right, the million-dollar question.
And the answer was a clear no. It enhances human expertise. It's a tool, a powerful one, that allows humans to leverage AI more effectively, to amplify their own skills and knowledge, not replace them.
Good to hear. So it makes experts more powerful, not redundant. What about ROI? Are companies seeing a real return?
Yes, they mentioned reported ROI figures ranging from 200% to 400%. That comes from the things we discussed: lower costs, higher productivity, better outputs, better scalability.
That's significant. Are there tools to help with this beyond just a text box?
Yeah, definitely. A whole ecosystem is growing. Prompt management platforms, specialized testing frameworks, analytics dashboards to track those KPIs, even platforms for teams to collaborate on prompt development.
Okay. And how do you know it's actually working? What are the signs you're on the right track?
The key indicators are consistency, reliable results every time. Accuracy, it does what you asked. Efficiency, meeting fewer tries or edits, and scalability, the prompt holds up across different inputs.
And how often do you need to revisit your prompts? Is it set and forget?
Definitely not set and forget. The guideline was roughly maybe weekly for high volume systems, monthly for typical apps, quarterly for really stable ones, but always review them when the underlying AI models gets updated or your own requirements change.
Right, so it's an ongoing process. You know, this whole deep dive into master LLM prompt engineering, it really does hammer home this idea that working effectively with these AIs, it's not like programming an old computer.
No, it's much more dynamic.
Like, it feels more like guiding a partner, an incredibly smart partner, but one that needs clear direction, maybe some structure.
That analogy of the brilliant team member needing clear guidance really shines through all five techniques, doesn't it?
Mm.
It highlights that this is more than just technical skill. It's about communication, really. Mastering a new way to communicate to unlock potential.
Yeah, mastering these methods isn't just about tweaking words. It's about designing interactions that consistently get you better results, whether that's for productivity or creativity or solving really tough problems.
And what really stands out is as these AI models get more powerful and more integrated into everything, our ability to interact well with them, to guide them effectively, that becomes the real superpower. It's the human skill layered on top of the AI capability.
Which leads to a fascinating thought. If AI is getting better at understanding and even helping structure our requests, like we saw with that co-creation technique, where does that leave the line between the human user and the AI assistant in the future? How blurry might that get in prompt design itself? Something to definitely think about.